Welcome to Jungle Warfare in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're going to build a drum bus chain that gives your drum and bass and jungle drums that chopped vinyl, slightly unstable, broken sampler character, but without killing the groove. That balance is the whole game here. We want grime, movement, and attitude, but the kick still needs to punch, the snare still needs to crack, and the break still needs to drive the tune forward. If you think of this as just adding lo-fi effects, you'll probably overdo it. Instead, think in layers of motion. One layer is the clean impact, one layer is the dirt, and one layer is the movement. If those layers all do the same thing, the drums flatten out fast. But if each layer has a job, suddenly the loop feels alive, like it's been pulled from a dusty sampler and performed in real time. First, get your drum elements together. You might have a kick, snare, hats, percussion, and a breakbeat or amen chop. If you're working with a full break, great. If not, you can build the feel from separate hits and top loops. Once your drum parts are in place, group them into a dedicated drum bus. In Ableton, select the drum tracks and group them. Then rename that group something obvious like drum bus, break bus, or jungle drums. That makes the workflow cleaner and keeps your processing organized. Now here's a really important idea. Protect the transient spine. That means keeping the first 20 to 40 milliseconds of your kick and snare strong enough to cut through. If your processing smears those transients too much, the break loses its forward motion and starts feeling lazy. So we're going to process with control, not just smash everything together. Start with a clean main drum bus chain. Put a EQ8 first. Use it to shape the sound before you add character. You might high pass only if you need it, somewhere around 20 to 30 Hz. If the loop feels boxy, a gentle cut around 250 to 400 Hz can help. And if the snare needs a little more bite, a small lift somewhere in the 3 to 6 kHz range can bring it forward. Keep this subtle. We're shaping, not polishing to death. Next, add glue compressor. This is for cohesion, not flattening. A ratio of about 2 to 1 is a solid starting point. Use a moderate attack, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, so the transient still gets through. Release can be auto, or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds depending on the groove. Aim for just a couple dB of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. That's usually enough to glue the break without choking it. If you want a little extra density, turn on soft clip. That can give you a bit of thickness without making the transients too harsh. After that, add saturator. This is where the drums start to feel more sampled, more physical. Try a few dB of drive, maybe plus 2 to plus 6. Turn on soft clip here too if it helps. Be careful with output level so you're not fooling yourself with volume. We're after harmonic weight, not just louder drums. Now comes the fun part, the chopped vinyl texture layer. This is where we create that old school jungle energy. The easiest way to handle this is with a parallel return track. Make a return called vinyl chop, and send your drum bus to it at a low level. Think of this return as your performance control for grime and movement. On that return, build a texture chain. Start with auto filter. Set it to low pass or band pass depending on how much of the spectrum you want to keep. A cutoff anywhere from around 300 Hz to 3 kHz can work, depending on the material. Add a little resonance if you want the filter to speak more. The goal here is to create that filtered sampler vibe, like the drums were lifted off a worn record or an old MPC loop. Next, add chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. This is not for shiny widening. This is for tiny pitch smear and motion. Use a low amount, a slow rate, and just enough movement to make the break feel slightly unstable. If you push this too far, it turns into an obvious effect instead of believable vinyl-style wobble. Then bring in redux. This gives you downsampling and bit reduction, which is very useful for that rough, resampled edge. Try keeping the bits somewhere around 8 to 12, and don't crush it too hard unless you're using it as an occasional accent. Redux can make hats and break fragments feel chipped and aged, but too much of it can make the drums sound cheap instead of characterful. After that, use erosion. This is one of those secret weapons for dusty high-end degradation. Use it very lightly. Noise mode or sine mode can both work depending on what you want. Try placing the frequency somewhere in the 4 to 8 kHz range, then keep the amount low. You're adding wear, not destroying the signal. A little goes a long way. Finish the return with utility. This is where you manage level and width. If the texture gets too wide and messy, narrow it. Old sampler flavor often sounds more convincing when it stays centered or only slightly wide. Wide modulation can sound exciting on its own, but in a club mix it can get blurry fast. Compare the return with bypassed and active processing every few minutes. Ask yourself, did the drums gain energy, or did they just lose definition? That question will save you from overprocessing. Now let's add movement. Ableton Live 12 gives you a few ways to do this, and the most practical approach is to use an audio effect rack with macros. Put your vinyl chop devices inside a rack and map the key controls to a few macros. For example, map auto filter cutoff to tone, chorus amount to wobble, redux dry slash wet to dust, and erosion amount to chop. Then automate those macros in the arrangement. This is where the drums start to feel like they're breathing. In the verse, keep things restrained. Maybe tone around 20%, wobble around 10%, dust around 10%. In the build-up, increase wobble and chop so the break starts to feel less stable. On the drop, bring back more tone and reduce the extreme modulation so the groove lands hard. Then in fill bars, push it all the way for just one or two beats. That contrast is what makes the processing musical instead of constant. Another great way to create chopped vinyl rhythm is gating or rhythmic chopping. You can put gate after compression or saturation on the texture path. Set the threshold so only the strongest hits pass through. Use a fast attack, a short hold, and a short to medium release. This can make the break feel sliced and pulsing. You can also use auto pan like a tremolo style chop. Set the amount somewhere between 20 and 60%. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16, and use a phase of 0 degrees so it behaves more like volume modulation than stereo movement. If you want it to feel sharper, use a more square-like wave shape. This can give you that broken machine, motor wobble feeling that works so well in jungle. If you want even more of that classic chopped feel, slice the break into clips. Nudge ghost notes. Stutter a snare fragment. Duplicate tiny sections. Reorder a few hits so it feels resampled rather than looped. That's one of the strongest ways to get authentic jungle energy, especially when you combine it with bus processing. For extra instability, add subtle pitch movement. You can use shifter for very gentle detune or frequency movement, but keep it understated. This should feel like a worn sampler or a slightly off-tape machine, not a dramatic sci-fi effect. Small pitch shifts are much more believable than obvious wobble. If you want a more aggressive option, create a second return called drum damage. This is your heavier, performance-based return for builds, fills, and transitions. A good chain here would be overdrive, redux, EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, and then auto filter. Drive it harder than the vinyl chop return, but only bring it in when you want a clear lift in intensity. Use it for pre-drop tension, phrase endings, or a nasty fill into the next section. Now start thinking like an arranger, not just a sound designer. A jungle drum bus should evolve across the track. Automate the send to vinyl chop, automate the auto filter cutoff, move the saturator drive, change the glue compressor threshold slightly, and adjust auto pan or redux over time. A simple arc might be bars 1 to 8, cleanest groove and minimal texture, bars 9 to 16, mild warble and dust, bars 17 to 24, more open filtering and stronger modulation, bars 25 to 32, heavy chop and damage for the peak section. Then pull it back again so the listener gets contrast. One of the best practical habits is to ride the texture send in real time while the loop is playing. Don't just stare at the knobs. Perform the return like an instrument. You'll find musical moments much faster that way. And if you get a great two-bar damaged groove, resample it immediately. Bounce it, cut it up, and use it as a new layer. That is a classic jungle workflow, and it's one of the fastest ways to get real sampled energy. There are a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't overprocess the whole bus equally. If you crush everything, the break loses impact. Keep the dry path punchy and use parallel returns for the dirt. Second, don't overdo bit reduction or downsampling. Small amounts usually sound vintage. Big amounts can sound cheap. Third, don't modulate the low end too hard. If the kick or sub is part of the same group, high-pass the damage path or keep those elements out of the return entirely. Let the roughness live mainly in the mids and highs. And finally, don't overwiden the texture. It might sound huge in solo, but in the mix it can get messy fast. For darker drum and bass or techier jungle, keep the texture return dark rather than bright. A low pass around 5 to 8 kHz can help the clean drum stay in control, while the return adds depth underneath. Also, try not to use the heaviest modulation all the time. Put the biggest movement into fills, transitions, and near-drop moments. That way the roughness feels intentional and exciting instead of tiring. Here's a simple practice exercise to lock this in. Build a 16-bar drum loop. Route all drums to one group. Make one return called vinyl chop. Add auto filter, chorus ensemble, redux, and erosion. Map three macros, dust, wobble, and chop. Then automate those macros so the first four bars are subtle. Bars 5 to 8 are a bit stronger, bars 9 to 12 are obvious, and bars 13 to 16 are intense before pulling back on the final bar. If you want to go further, duplicate the snare as a tiny audio clip, chop two little fills, send them through the same return, and place one at the end of bar 8 and another at bar 16. Listen for whether the groove still feels strong while the texture evolves. The big takeaway is this: clean impact plus controlled damage equals authentic jungle energy. Keep the dry bus punchy. Use parallel returns for texture and degradation. Shape the sound with EQ, glue compressor, and saturator. Add movement with auto filter, chorus ensemble, redux, and erosion. Use automation to make the drum bus tell a story over time. And always protect the kick, snare, and sub clarity. If you can keep that balance, your drums won't just sound processed. They'll sound alive, unstable in the best way, and fully locked into that old-school jungle vibe.